the year 1846.
I assure you, I wonder sometimes why we continue to come to the theater.
Yes, my dear.
These women fill every theater and cafe.
And have the best seats at the opera.
Did you see the one in the box opposite? She acted like visiting royalty.
She was beautiful, though. So many admirers.
Things were different when I was a girl, I can tell you.
Yes, my dear.
Sooner or later, everyone talks about the Lady of the Camellias.
Camille, adapted by Andrew Allen from his own stage version of the novel and the play The Lady of the Camellias by Alexandre Dumas the Younger. Starring Barbara Chilcott as Marguerite Gautier and Barry Morse as Armand Duval. Produced and directed by Andrew Allen, with an original musical score composed and conducted by Lucio Agostini. Camille by the Younger Dumas.
Rudolph, I see your friend Marguerite Gautier is here tonight.
Yes, her health is much better since she came back from Manier.
The water, they're so beneficial.
Don't be silly, Anaïs. It is the Duke who cured her.
And with a fortune like that, the Duke could cure me any day he liked.
What Duke are we talking about?
The Duke de Giray. He's with Marguerite again tonight.
But he's so old. Marguerite says that since death has forgotten him, the least she can do is remember him.
I understand that the Duke bit Marguerite at Manier when she was recovering from her illness.
Yes. She reminded him of his daughter who had just died.
That must have given Marguerite quite a turn, considering the state of her own health. It gave the Duke quite a turn, too, when he discovered Marguerite's history.
I noticed in there that you were looking at our Camille.
Camille?
Marguerite Gautier.
Oh.
Yes, her special flowers are camellias, because they had no scent.
She's so beautiful.
You've met her?
No.
You're in love with her.
Don't be absurd, Gaston.
She isn't well, though. Her lungs. A while ago, she was confined to bed for several months.
Yes.
You know?
I heard.
Oh, Prudence!
Gaston Rieu, you wicked little man. And where have you been?
Abroad.
Your health?
My bank account. Armand, it is Madame Duvernoy, called Prudence. Prudence, my friend Armand Duval, madame.
The man of mystery.
Mystery?
But... this is the young man who called every day at Marguerite's while she was sick.
Aha!
Never left his name, never went up, just called every day to ask about her health. Chevalier without theater, without reproach.
Well, he comes from the provinces, from Tours, that would explain it. He wants to meet Marguerite?
Nothing easier. Come to my apartment up to the theater. Number 7, Rue Dantin. To Marguerite's neighbor. She's at number 9. Well, the man of mystery. Armand Duval.
Don't look so embarrassed.
Our Ferris is in love with her. I suppose I am old-fashioned.
Oh, you're a sphinx. Called every day to see how she was.
That's enough of that. You're a bad girl, Coral.
And aren't you glad, Rennie, darling?
I wonder the poor old Duke ever got over it.
It's his family who can't get over it.
They keep the family lawyer in a state of nerves bordering on insanity.
I think Marguerite would do better to take the Baron de Vaville. He's very ardent for her. He's almost as much money as the Duke, without having one foot in the grave.
I heard de Vaville was ruining himself at the table.
The Baron de Vaville is one of those men who in Madrid are always supposed to be ruining themselves in Paris, and in Paris to be ruining themselves in Madrid. The fact is, he never comes near the limit of his income.
I should think he must have come near to the limit of his patience by now. His opera success with Marguerite is almost epic.
Since he has collected almost every other work of art in Paris, it seems a pity he can't have Marguerite too.
I didn't mean to bother you. I'm sorry, Nanine. I didn't know there was a gentleman.
It is the Baron de Varville, monsieur.
Gautier.
Marguerite isn't at home.
She's at the theater, Nichette. Would you like to wait?
Oh, no, she'll be having a party, and Gustave is waiting downstairs. Is Marguerite well?
Much as usual, dear.
Please give her my love. I'll call another time. Good night, Nanine.
Good night, dear.
Good night, monsieur.
Who was that pretty child?
Nichette.
A friend of Marguerite?
She and Madame used to work together.
Work together at what grade?
At dressmaking.
Well, and who is Gustave who is waiting downstairs?
Gustave and Nichette are in love.
It is a luxury few can afford.
Oh, Monsieur de Varville, how can you say that? You can afford anything.
A circumstance, Nanine, that does me remarkably little good with Marguerite.
You must be patient.
I can't get nearer for that decrepit imbecile, Desiree.
Oh, monsieur, the Duke is like a father to madame.
Father, Christmas.
Monsieur.
Nanine, I know that Marguerite is still 50,000 francs in debt. The Duke knows this too, yet where I have offered to pay it, he has not.
Madame prefers to be independent.
Independent? Besides, there's always the banker, the Meuriac, isn't there?
Monsieur de Varville, please don't say things like that.
Visitors.
Madame expects a lamp from Monsieur Saint-Gaudens for supper. Louis will answer it.
It seems I am not invited.
If you care to stay till Madame returns, monsieur.
I intend to stay till Madame returns.
Nanine, my dear, I have a message from Prudence. Oh, the Baron de Varville. How delightful.
Mademoiselle Nolan.
My dear Baron, how are you?
Hello, Saint-Gaudens.
Are you having supper with us, Baron?
I think not, Olympe.
Olympe enjoys plays only for the suppers afterwards.
Oh.
You have a message from Prudence, Olympe?
Oh, yes. Prudence is bringing Gaston Rieu and a friend of his, a young man from Tours.
Does Madame know?
No, it's a surprise.
Marguerite doesn't like surprises.
She'll like this one. Something about a man of mystery. Armand Duval.
Oh, better said three more places at the table.
Duval. Isn't it a Georges Duval who is receiver general at Tours?
Possibly. By the way, what is the position of Prudence to Marguerite?
Oh, Prudence is Marguerite's milliner.
Milliner? Prudence makes hats, which nobody buys but Marguerite.
And Marguerite never wears them.
Nobody could.
But Prudence was very successful once. Had her own carriage. She got fat and had to be a milliner.
She costs Marguerite quite a bit of money, too.
I warn you that I'm listening.
Oh, Marguerite, my dear.
I don't remember inviting you, Varville.
It seems my fate always to wait for you, Marguerite.
And mine always to find you waiting. I'm glad you could come. Saint-Gaudens, sit up.
Nowhere I'd rather be, my dear.
Marguerite, you look adorable.
And we both look adorable, alas.
Come, Marguerite, and see what you mean is doing.
Marguerite, why do you go on treating me like this? Is it my fault if I love you too much to be clever about it?
My dear Baron, if I listen to all those who say they love me, I shouldn't have time for dinner.
Let me stay. I'll play the piano for you.
No, thank you.
Why? When we're alone, you always want me to play the piano.
Yes, but we're not alone.
Very well. I shall go.
Adieu, Varville.
When shall I see you again?
When do you want to see me again?
Whenever you wish.
Goodbye, then.
Good evening, dear.
Hello, Prudence.
You remember Gaston Rieu?
Dear Gaston, you've been neglecting me.
Marguerite, my dear.
Gaston always puts me in a good humor.
Oh, Gaston! Come and talk to me.
And I have a surprise for you, Marguerite.
Oh, hello, Madame. Hello, Saint-Gaudens.
Surprise? Marguerite, dear, may I present Monsieur Armand Duval. Was that right?
Madame, I wouldn't dream of allowing it.
This is the man who called every day while you were ill. The one who wouldn't leave his name.
So his name is Armand Duval.
I didn't really mean you to know. It must seem rather grotesque.
Monsieur, I didn't know there was that kind of man.
Marguerite, sing Gaston, play the piano for us. We want to dance.
Yes, Gaston, play for us.
All I know is a waltz, darling.
Then play your waltz.
I break down in the middle part.
Don't play the middle part.
All right. You are my partner, Marguerite.
Monsieur Duval, come and dance with Olympe.
Where is your partner, Prudence?
I dance alone nowadays.
Stop! Gaston, stop!
Marguerite, isn't it? Please. It's all right, please.
Oh, blood!
Quiet.
Everyone, please go in to supper. It will pass in a moment. I'm much better alone. Please go in.
Madame, you are killing yourself.
Don't be a fool. I'm used to it. Go and join the others.
But, Madame, the...
The blood? Well, it's only blood. The doctors tell me it comes from my throat, and
I pretend to believe them. It's the least one can do for them, really. Pretend to believe them. Oh, what's the matter? The little boy. Give me your hand, little boy. What is it?
I must appear silly.
No.
Why in God's name do you live the way you do?
Does everyone have to say that? What do you want me to do? Live quietly in the country?
I think your life depends on it.
My life depends on not being bored.
Marguerite, I could change it all for you.
Yes, Armand, every man believes he is the only man.
At least you could take care of yourself.
I shall die anyway, but this way I shall die with life and gaiety. Besides, I am neither a duchess nor a maiden with a dowry. When a woman like me no longer serves the vanity of men, she is finished. To me, there is nothing lovely about solitude. When I was ill, nobody came to see me after the first 3 weeks, and it was only because I had the intention to live, to have people again and laughter, that you see me here tonight. I have this life, Armand, and it is the life I wanted.
I came every day when you were ill, Marguerite.
Yes. Are you in love with me? Why don't you say it straight out? It's much simpler.
I should like to believe I will say it to you one day, Marguerite. But not now.
You will do better never to say it at all.
Why?
Because if I refuse, you will have a grudge against me. And if I accept, you will be saddled with a woman who is ill and sad and gay and spends 100,000 francs a year. Do you have 100,000 francs a year?
No.
You see? It's all very well for my rich old duke or that absurd de Varville, but for a young man like you...
Marguerite, even if you cannot love me, at least let me love you.
My dear, don't exaggerate what I am worth. I'm worth very little, really.
I've loved you for 2 years, Marguerite.
2 years?
And, do you know, I was almost glad when you were ill.
It's a strange sort of love, Armand.
You seemed closer to me. Safe. Before that, I used to watch you often, getting out of your carriage in the Champs-Élysées, in the Bois. Once you passed so close to me, going into a shop, that your dress touched me. And one night, I watched you through the door of the Café Anglais. You were laughing, but your hands were tearing the petals off the camellias in your bouquet.
Oh, I never met anyone like you. Will you promise to do everything I tell you?
Oh, yes.
Without a word, without a question?
Everything.
And I must be free to do as I please without explanation. You must love without claiming the right to it.
I would never dare.
Men are all very nice and pliable when they want you, but when they get used to you, they want to rule you.
I will be different, Marguerite, I swear.
Oh, yes, we'll see. Now go straight out without joining the party. I want to get rid of those people. I'm tired.
When shall I see you again?
Tomorrow night between 11 and 12. And tomorrow night, if I still like you, I'm going to give you a key which you are never to use unless I tell you. I have had it a long time, but never given it to anyone before. Not a word to Gaston or Prudence or anyone. Now, kiss me. And if it seems strange that I should surrender so quickly, remember that I haven't as long to live as some people, so I have to live more quickly.
Oh.
Now, good night.
Marguerite, please don't speak like that.
Good night, my dear. Never mind. Short as I may live, I'll live longer than you love me. Oh, yes. An old love.
Time for you to be dressed, madame.
Yes, Nanine. Armand, you must leave. I'm expecting visitors.
At high noon?
Of course at high noon, if I choose. Really, you are a most difficult child.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
All I do is forgive you. We've known each other 3 days, and it's been nothing but a series of rebellions and forgivings. For a respectable bourgeois, you do have the most revolutionary tendencies.
Gaston tells me that Olympe says I'm just a caprice of yours.
Caprice? No, darling. You're a kind of luxury. I'm not altogether sure whether I can afford you or not. Good
Prudence, did you see the Duke?
Yes, I saw the Duke.
And?
He's very well, thank you, and hopes you are too.
Prudence.
Never mind. I have the money. Here it is.
How much?
Plenty for now. Can you lend me 300 or 400 francs?
Oh, yes, certainly, dear. 400 be enough. It's the most wonderful plan. We're going to be so happy.
Marguerite, it's only fair to warn you that if your plan involves financing by the Duke or the Baron de Barville, I'll have nothing to do with it.
In heaven's name, Armand, what do you want? If I stay here in Paris, I can only see what there's now and then, secretly. I daren't offend the Duke, or I should be bankrupt in a month. How do you think an establishment like this is run on love and pretty flowers? And if I leave Paris and go to the country with you, I at least have to arrange to get the rent paid and have enough for bread and wine.
Idiot boy.
I'm a fool.
Not nearly the fool Marguerite is.
Prudence, the only thing I want in the world is to take her away from all this.
What concerns me is what's going to happen when you take all this away from her.
I want her the way she is, not the way she pretends to be.
You want a spanking, that's what you want. Listen, Marguerite is taking a summer place in the country at a train, and you're to go there with her. But you might as well know it's the Duke who'll have to pay for it.
I see. Will you say goodbye to Marguerite for me? And tell her I'm obviously not rich enough to love her the way I want to love her, but I haven't yet become poor enough to love her the way she wants to be loved.
Armand. Oh, Lord.
If you have any elaborate messages for me, I wish you'd have the grace to deliver them yourself.
I might as well make a clean break while I'm at it.
Yes, well, make it good and clean and give me back my key.
Certainly.
I'm not in the habit of distributing keys around Paris.
Allow me to congratulate you, madame. You have a most unfashionable reserve.
A fine genius for exit speeches.
Follow him, Vito. Look after him.
He's going to be so unhappy.
Good heavens, Marguerite, you look like a small, bewildered child.
Every woman was a small, bewildered child once, Savario. Didn't you know that?
Is the Duke well?
Flourishing. And you?
Persevering. Come, this is better.
Sometimes I think I might get to like you after all.
I have my charms. And I was a child once, too, if that is your gambit.
Are you grown up enough to lend me 15,000 francs?
I think it could be arranged. What do you want to buy?
Freedom. I want to pay my creditors.
Will you have supper with me tonight?
I shall be in my box at the opera. You may join me during the last song.
Marguerite? Oh, Marguerite.
Well, do you want me to forgive you again?
I don't care what the terms are. I can't live without you. It seems I have everything to learn, but I need you.
Need me? Oh, if only you would love me a little less or understand me a little more.
I'm trying.
There are men who ruin themselves without getting the least little thing from us, and there are times when we give ourselves for a bouquet of flowers or an exchange of looks in a crowd. Perhaps it is the only excuse we have for ever having lived at all.
I don't care if I am a caprice. This is enough.
You are the only human being who ever wanted to be with me when I was ill. You stayed with me that night and looked at me the way you did. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I once had a little dog who looked at me like that when I coughed. He was the only creature I ever loved. Oh, Armand, if men only knew what they could have for the tear.
Margaret.
Excuse me, madame. There's a man from the Baron de Varville. He has something for you.
Tell the man I unfortunately find I cannot accept it.
Yes, madame.
And please ask him to convey my regrets to the Baron de Varville. I cannot have supper with him tonight. I shall be leaving Paris for the summer.
Yes, madame. I'll tell him.
Just for the summer?
What are you afraid of?
Nothing. I don't know.
something...
I'm only afraid of one thing in the world.
What?
Old age. Love me while I am young, Armin.
Old age can be very beautiful.
Not for me, Armin. I'm so afraid of death that I should prefer to die only once.
From a lady, Gaston?
No, René. A letter from Armand Duval.
Oh, ho. Is he still at Auteuil with the Lady of the Camellias?
Very much so.
2 whole months of it. How can anyone stand the country for so long? I must say I'd do almost anything to get out of Paris in this heat. What are they doing, walking by the river and drinking milk?
But here's what Armand says, so you can judge for yourself. We are always together. We open the windows upon the garden and watch the summer ripening. And every day Marguerite becomes healthier and happier. Her delight in the smallest things is like that of a child. Sometimes she runs in the garden, and sometimes this beautiful woman, who has cost more money on bouquets than would have kept a whole family in comfort, will sit on the grass for an hour, examining the simple flower whose name she bears. In the evenings, we often sit in the little wood about the house, listening to the harmonies of twilight, watching the moon rise with difficulty out of its bed of cloud.
Oh, my name, dear. You've no idea how glad I am to get here.
I thought you didn't like the country.
Even the country is better than being basted. Paris is so hot that even my ex-lovers have left it.
After all, it is August.
Be a good girl, Nanine, and bring me a cognac. I'm faint.
Cognac heats the blood.
Let me worry about the blood. You worry about the cognac.
Very well, Prudence. I'll get it.
And something to eat.
Hello there, Prudence. What brings you to Auteuil?
The heat. I must say you and Marguerite have it soft here.
Prudence, did Marguerite instruct you to sell her carriage?
No law against selling her carriage.
And the horses?
Are you fond of horses?
You sold them too, didn't you?
Yes, I sold them too. I sold the horses and the carriage and pawned some jewelry for her and sold some shawls and things. Why not? They were hers. If you think you can run this place on your income, you're crazy.
I know. That's why I'm going to Paris today. I have a small legacy from my mother and I'm arranging to have it made over to Marguerite.
Does Marguerite know?
Well, certainly not.
I see. Oh, by the way, I picked up some letters for you. One of them seems to be from your father.
Thank you.
Aren't you going to read them?
Not now.
How is your father?
Very well, I believe.
Why don't you answer one of his letters sometime? He'd like it, I imagine. And your little sister, how is she?
Going to be married.
Ooh, that should be quite an event in tour.
Probably.
My darling, I never thought I should love anyone like this. Armand. Let's go to Italy for the winter.
But, Marguerite, I thought we were going back to Paris in September.
Oh, no, I'm afraid to go back to Paris. I sell everything I have and we'll go away and there'll be nothing left of what I was.
Prudence says that you're selling things already. Why didn't you discuss it with me, darling?
It doesn't matter, Armand. Those things belong to a life I want to forget. And if I'm to have any sense of dignity at all, I can't ask you for everything, can I? Oh, darling, let's live, not talk about it.
Yes.
Perhaps you're right about Italy. We'll take a little flat in Paris instead for the winter. And in the summer, we'll have a little place in the country, not a vast place like this, but the cottage. And we'll be happy. Oh, darling, we're young. Anything is possible, isn't it, when you're young? Only... don't let me fall back. I think now that I've tasted another life, I'd die if I went back to the old one.
You're never going back, dearest. Never.
Oh, no. We're going to be so happy. We'll be little people in a little house. She'll be so modest and demure, nobody will envy her. It'll have curtains of white cambric and the light, pretty furniture I used to dream of when I was a little girl. And at night, we'll pull the heavy curtains over the white ones. We'll be together. And when it's morning, it'll be a pure, lovely morning, just for the good God and for us.
You do make it sound wonderful.
It will be wonderful.
You're never going to regret anything. Not anything.
I'll never regret anything unless you make me regret it, Arnold.
Darling, I have to go to Paris today.
Today? Oh, why?
Business. I'll tell you when I get back.
You will be back tonight.
Have I ever failed?
I couldn't bear to be without you.
I'll be back before dark. Kiss me. It used to be me who was the child. Now it's you.
Oh, Michette, my dear, this is such a lovely surprise.
I wanted to see you so much. And you're looking so well.
It's because I'm happy. But with Armand away this afternoon, I was feeling so lonely. And all Prudence does is tell me how the Duke has repudiated my debts and how the bailiffs are watching my apartment in town and how I should make it up with de Varville because he's the only one who can save me.
Oh, but Marguerite, you won't do that.
No, Michette.
I want everyone to be happy because I'm so happy. Gustave and I are going to be married.
When?
At the end of the year.
Oh, how wonderful.
Gustave is a full-fledged lawyer now, and his uncle has decided that the little dressmaker may be good for his favorite nephew after all. Remember how we used to talk about being in love when we worked together at Madame's? We were such children.
Yes, we were such children.
But when you're really in love,
days go by without your seeming to notice them. Life becomes like those evenings Armand and I spend on the river when the boat glides under the willows and everything in nature seems caught in a perfect moment like figures on a tapestry.
Excuse me, madame.
Yes, Nanny?
Excuse me, but there's a gentleman to see you.
A gentleman?
He says it's a matter of some importance.
What is his name?
He says he's Monsieur Georges Duval.
I dare say it is unnecessary to announce that I am Armand Duval's father.
Yes, Monsieur Duval, Armand is not here.
I am aware of that. There is no need to mince words, mademoiselle. My son's life and future are being ruined by you, and I intend it shall stop.
Ruined?
I find you living here in this luxury. What else am I to think?
I accept nothing from Armand but his love.
Then I must conclude, Mademoiselle Gauthier, that my son has fallen low enough to squander with you what you accept from others.
I beg your pardon, Monsieur Duval, but may I call to your attention that I am a woman and in my own house. I do not like your tone.
You are quite as dangerous as I was told you were.
If I am dangerous, monsieur, it is only to myself I am dangerous.
I repeat, you are ruining my son.
I do not admit that, monsieur.
Then how do you explain this letter? From my lawyer in Paris, informing me that my son intends settling an income on you.
I assure you, Monsieur Duval, I know nothing about this. I will never mention anything of the kind. You know perfectly well I would not agree to any such arrangement.
You have been accustomed to agree to such arrangements in the past.
I was never in love before. I swear to you by everything holy, I love Armand. I love him with all the strength of my heart. If I have sinned, I have repented. And I was always told heaven accepted repentance. Are you going to be unlike heaven, monsieur?
I wonder if you understand what you are talking about.
One thing I do understand, Monsieur Duval. I am selling everything I possess to be with Armand. You needn't fear for his money. I shall have enough.
The sale of trinkets will hardly compensate Armand for the loss of his proper station in life. Do you honestly believe Armand can have a career and take his place in society while every going out and every coming in of every day is a walking scandal? Already his life with you has corrupted Armand. I have written him countless letters without reply. His sister and I might have been dead for all he knew or cared.
I didn't know this.
I don't say you are to blame, mademoiselle. It may easily be that I have been mistaken and that you have a good heart. In fact, after seeing you and being here, I am prepared to believe you have. But besides love, there are duties, you know. If there is an age of passion, there is an age which follows when a man must feel himself respected and plant himself solidly in a serious position. You won't believe it now, but I assure you, the day of reproaches and regrets would arrive, and when it came, you would both bear a chain neither of you could break. Your youth would be gone, and my son's future destroyed. What would you do then?
But love does not die like that.
My dear, nothing is forever.
I knew I was too happy.
I have a daughter, mademoiselle, who yearns for happiness too. She was about to be married. Yesterday I had a visit from the father of her intended husband. He informed me that the scandal about my son would make the marriage impossible unless I could bring Armand to his senses. My daughter doesn't know this yet, and I'm still in the hope she need never know. Oh, you may say we are stupid and narrow in the provinces, but that's the way it is. No matter how purified you may feel in Armand's eyes and your own, you are not purified in the eyes of society. And it is for the happiness of my daughter I am pleading when I implore you to help me.
Help you?
Give me my daughter's happiness by leaving my son.
Monsieur Duval, do you believe I love your son?
Yes.
Do you believe I truly love him?
Yes. I do.
Then you must realize how hard it is going to be to become separated from him for even a little while. But the little sister I shall probably never see. I will leave Paris for a while and send Armand back to Tours with you. Only please allow him to write me sometimes. It's going to seem so long.
My dear, it isn't going to be quite so simple.
In God's name, what do you want?
You say you love my son. I want you to prove it.
No!
I want you to prove it by leaving him completely.
Do you realize what you're saying? I have nothing. No friends, no parents, no family. Nothing without him. When he forgave me for everything in the past, I locked my life in his. I have an illness, monsieur. They say I only have a few years to live. Have some pity. You may as well kill me at once.
My dear.
And what do you think is going to happen to Armand? Do you think he is going to love you better when this comes out?
It must not come out. That must be part of the bargain.
Oh, dear God, this old man is insane.
This old man is not insane, my child. This old man is accepting your word that you love his son.
You must have a higher regard for love than you confess if you think it can do this.
I know how enormous the sacrifice is. But do you honestly believe you have the right to destroy my son by clinging to him? Chance has brought you together for an instant. But your reason must tell you how impossible it is. You have had 3 happy months together. Don't sully the memory of them by trying to project them into an impossible future.
You realize what you are sending me back to.
There is no need for you to go back to anything. You have the world before you.
I know the world I have before me, and forgive me, I know your world too, monsieur. I have seen it at play.
You think me selfish. But remember, I am fighting for the future of my children, whom I love.
Yes. Well, I had a little dream about love. It was going to be strong enough to achieve anything. Now, it has to be strong enough to commit the murder. Ask your daughter to pray for me sometimes. She needn't know my name. Just have her pray for a poor woman.
My dear child.
And tell Armand someday.
Yes, but you must tell him you don't love him.
He would never believe it. No, Monsieur Duval, you must let me do this my own way. Don't ask me how. You might find it your business to forbid me, and that would be too absurd. Have confidence in me. Within a week, you will have your son back. But, oh,
kind to him. He is going to need you so much.
Goodbye, Marguerite. God bless you, my dear. And God forgive me if I am wrong.
You dare not be wrong.
Mean poor old Prudence has to jog back to Paris in this weather.
Yes, a coach is coming and you'll take Nichette with you. And you must be sure and deliver this letter to the Baron de Varville tonight.
De Varville? A letter from Marguerite? What is it?
Don't ask questions, just go.
Prudence is gone?
Yes, madame, with the letter.
Here is another letter, Nanine. It is for Monsieur Armand, but you are not to give it to him until tomorrow night.
But will you not be here tomorrow night, madame?
No. I am going to Paris early tomorrow.
Madame. Oh, madame, you are going to leave Monsieur Armand for de Varville? Are you sure this is right?
If you ever have any daughters, Nanine, tell them about me. And tell them to be good chambermaids and stop yearning after dresses and carriages and diamonds and late suppers and theatres and drives in the bois. Tell them to tend the fires in winter and wait for spring for an annual pardon. And play in the fields and be good girls and marry Gustave. And tell them in God's name not to burn up their hearts and bodies and beauty little by little, surrounded by people who always take more than they give you and leave you at last to die like a dog in a ditch.
Place I've felt was home since I was a little boy.
Oh, no.
My darling, what's the matter? Is something wrong?
Oh, no, darling, no. It's just a storm. I'm frightened. Oh, no. Stay close to me.
Did I ever want to be anything but close to you, my darling?
Oh, no. Whatever happens in the future, remember that I love you. Remember tonight. Darling, do you know how many strange disguises love can wear?
I know one disguise. The only one I want to know. Don't ask me to know any other.
Oh, dear God, is this what you want of me?
Whenever the autumn comes, I find it hard to imagine why I was so excited in the spring. Give me an October afternoon like this in the bois every time.
That, my dear Saint-Gaudens, is because the summer to you is just a vacant time between winters of gaiety and girls.
What about you, René?
I too, I admit.
What are you staring at, Gaston?
Marguerite.
Where?
Passing near, in the carriage with the Baron de Varville.
She looks as frail as her camellias.
Baron looks smug enough.
Why not? Where's your friend Armand Duval been the last couple of months?
In tour with his family.
Women like Marguerite are so unpredictable. Doesn't your Olympe give you a lot of anxious moments, Saint-Gaudens?
About the same number I give Olympe, I imagine. You are coming to Olympe's ball tomorrow night.
Naturally.
I wouldn't miss Olympe's ball for anything.
It will be the event of the season.
Oh, love, darling. Your ball is a triumph.
Thank you, Leon, darling. And I've captured the nicest, rich smell.
Your gown is superb, dear.
Fascinating, isn't it?
It displays charms even I didn't know she had.
Darling, run along with Adele.
I've got to look after my rich man.
Nothing of the kind. You're dancing with me, Olympe.
Oh, isn't he masterful?
Leon, take me to the faro table. I feel lucky.
Gaming, my dear Adele, is a device whereby an honest man gets ruined by other honest men whose only defense is that they haven't 200,000 francs a year.
Come along, Adele.
Shall we have supper, Clarence?
I'd rather dance.
I find dancing so strenuous.
Darling, you talk so much while you do things. I told you that the other night.
Olympe, is it true you invited Armand Duval here tonight?
Armand? No, he's in America or somewhere, isn't he?
Not America, sure. But he arrived back in Paris this morning.
Well, isn't that nice? Should I have invited him? I invited everyone else.
The most exciting thing. Armand Duval just walked in the door.
Is that exciting?
Of course. Marguerite and the Baron are due to arrive any minute.
Oh, I forgot. Will it be awkward?
It might.
After all, Marguerite left Armand for the Baron.
But why not? The Baron has much more money than Armand. Armand mustn't be unreasonable. You console Armand, his darling. You're quite available.
You're a sweet little kitten, Olan.
Armand, Marguerite will be here tonight. You're not going to do anything silly.
Silly, Prudence?
Everything has settled down. The Varville paid all her debts and makes her a very good allowance. Marguerite has done very well out of it.
You haven't done so badly yourself out of it, darling.
Yes, so I just want to be sure Armand is going to be sensible about this.
He'll be sensible, Prudence. Now run along.
She was very fond of you, Armand, and still is. But there was no other way out for either of you, and I think she did much the best thing. You'll agree with me in time, see if you don't.
Gaston, how is she?
She coughs a good deal. She was in bed for a week or two, and the doctor says she should be yet. But she says she can't sleep, and the Baron likes to be seen with her.
Gaston, there's something wrong in all this. I feel very...
My dear Armand, take my advice and leave it alone. Now let's go to the faro table. I'm due to be banker.
You swear you had no idea Duval would be here tonight?
Dear Varville, of course I didn't know.
You will forgive me if I don't believe you.
As you wish.
You promise you won't speak to him?
Not unless he speaks to me. You don't expect me to be rude.
I confess I hardly know what to expect of you. I'm going to the fallow table. I beg you to excuse me, my dear Marguerite.
You interested in playing, Duval?
If the stakes are high enough, one never gets serious gambling at a place like this. 50 louis to the right.
Ah, Monsieur Duval.
Monsieur the Baron de Varville.
50 to the left.
The right wins. Armand?
The stakes are petty. Shall we continue?
By all means.
What should it be?
100 louis.
On which side?
Whichever side you leave.
You prefer to take what I leave?
Oh, come, come, gentlemen, the play.
100 louis to the left.
100 to the right.
Right, 4. Left, 9. Monsieur Duval again.
200 louis then, on the right.
What's the old saying? Unlucky in love, lucky at cards.
Are you covering?
200 on the left.
6, 8. Monsieur Duval wins again.
Oh. Shall I continue?
Later. You're too lucky.
Some other pastime, perhaps. Something more dangerous.
Perhaps. But for the moment, I'm going to show that at least one of us knows when he is beaten.
Marguerite. Had you any idea what it was going to be like when I opened that letter?
Oh, yes.
Then why, Marguerite? Why?
Armand, please. You must leave Paris. You shouldn't have come back.
Are you happy?
By the face of a happy woman.
Is it true that you don't love me?
Armand, someday you will understand and forgive me.
Why not help me to understand now?
Because a reunion between you and me is impossible.
Why impossible? Marguerite, I don't care what has happened. I love you. Can you deny you love me?
Oh, God.
I'll leave Paris, yes. If you will come with me.
Armand, I know what I'm doing. Don't, in heaven's name, ask me any more.
Are you trying to protect de Varville?
No, I'm not trying to protect de Varville. I don't care what happens to de Varville or to me. I only care what happens to you. Uncle!
You left me to let him cover you with all the luxuries you wanted, which I couldn't give you. What do you mean you care what happens to me? You tried to kill me once. Do you expect me to believe I'm the one you're thinking of now?
Very well, Armand. I am infamous and perfidious and cheap. I'm not worthy of you. I did everything you say I did. Go out to your father and your future and leave me to die in peace.
You never answered my question. Can you deny you still love me?
I can deny anything. I have given my word now. Go.
Give me your word. To whom?
I can't tell you.
De Varville?
What does it matter?
Was it De Varville?
Yes, it was De Varville.
Some man you love. You love De Varville. Tell me you love him. Now go.
Very well, I love De Varville. I love him. I love him.
Come in, everyone. Come in. I have something to show you. This is my money. The money I won tonight. You see this woman? I loved her once, and she loved me. She loved me so well, she gave up everything she had to live with me. Everything. Was that fine? And you know what I did? I accepted. I let her sell everything she had, and I gave nothing in return. But no man of honor can do that, can he? So now I'm going to do a decent thing. I'm going to pay her back. I want you to be witnesses, all of you. Here is the money, all of it. In her face. Oh. I owe this woman nothing.
Oh, no.
Lord, I've been asleep. The devil time is it? 8. My night watchman, I make my daylight.
Henning?
Good morning, Marguerite.
Who is that?
Only Gaston.
Gaston? How do you happen to be in my bedroom? It must be nearly dawn.
Long after dawn. New Year's morning. I'm here because Nanine was half dead for sleep when I came at midnight to wish you a happy New Year. So I chased her off to bed and said I'd sit up instead. Happy New Year, darling.
A happy New Year, Gaston. I'm sorry you missed all the gaiety.
What gaiety?
I've seen you in brighter places than this on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I've never been more comfortable. Besides, it's the first time I've ever had a chance to see you in bed.
Gaston.
And Marguerite, there was a sheriff's officer sitting in the parlor when I arrived. I paid him some money and told him to go home and toast his family. I don't like the look of that.
It doesn't matter, Gaston. They've heard I'm no longer a good race since my protector left me. But they've promised to leave me a bed to die in.
Now we'll have none of that talk. I'm leaving 20 louis on the bureau. It's all I have with me. But if you need more, let me know.
Thank you, Gaston. Thank you, dear. Gaston, have you heard from Mama?
No. No, darling, I haven't. He's supposed to be in Egypt or somewhere, but I expect he's traveling about a lot, so it's probably hard for him to write.
Madame?
Oh, come in, Nanine. The patient is fine.
Poor Nanine, you must have been so weary.
Rather weary, madame.
Open the curtains, dear, and let in some light.
What does the doctor say, Nanine?
He says madame will be on her feet again when spring comes.
I should like to live through spring.
The doctor says madame will be completely cured.
Gaston, did you know that when God said lying was a sin, he made an exception in favor of doctors?
No, madame.
You be careful, Nanine. It was you who brought the priest to see me yesterday. Gaston, will you help Nanine to get me out of this bed? I'm so tired of it. I won't sit on that chair. A window.
Yes, my dear.
Marguerite, are you alone? Are you asleep?
I'm awake, Trudeau.
And you're out of bed. How are you, dear? Happy New Year. Darling, could you do me a favor? I'm in absolute need of 200 francs. Could you let me have 200 francs till the end of the month?
I don't think I... Oh, yes. Gaston left something on the bureau there.
On the bureau? Oh, isn't this nice? There are 500 francs here.
Take what you need, dear.
Well, I could use... No, 200 will be quite enough. Darling, you're sure you can spare it?
Of course I can spare it.
Just till the end of the month, you know. Thank you, dear. And you wait till the good weather comes. We'll have you on your feet.
Of course you will, Trudeau.
Goodbye, darling. Bless you.
Madame, a messenger's just brought a nosegay from Nichette and Monsieur Gustave with a note. I thought you'd like to have them.
Oh, Nanine, Camellius, from Nichette and Gustave. What does the note say, dear?
Dearest Marguerite, Gustave and I are being married on New Year's Day at St. Teresa's Chapel in the Church of the Magdalene. We do hope you will let us come and see you together later in the day. We are so happy, and our only sorrow is that you are not yet well enough to come to the church. Let us come and be happy with you. Meantime, we are sending your own flowers, ever Nichette.
The Church of the Magdalene. Then, he, I want you to take what money we have and go and see if you can buy those two children a present.
Oh, madame, I can't leave you.
I'll be all right, Nanine. Just leave the outside door open a little.
Madame, I really...
You're supposed to humor the patient, Nanine. Now get along with you and be quick.
Yes, madame.
And Nanine.
Yes, madame?
You've always been so patient and sweet with me. Thank you, Nanine.
Oh, madame.
Oh, no. Please come. They didn't tell me it had been snowing. Where are all the gay people who used to be in the streets? Oh, that good time at your toy. Where is it now? Please, dear God, help me.
Marguerite. Oh, Marguerite, my darling.
Oh, hold me. Oh, hold me.
Yes, my dearest.
You came back. You did come back. I prayed and prayed. God must have forgiven me because he let you come before I died.
I'm here, Marguerite. And you're going to get well. You're going to get well now.
Yes, Armand.
I should have been here so much sooner, but I was far away and I didn't know. My father wrote and told me.
Your father?
He told me everything.
Oh, your father.
Forgive us both, Marguerite. My father and me. Can you forgive us?
You think you need to be forgiven? Yes, I will forgive you, but really it is I who...
My darling, what is it? Marguerite, what can I... Marguerite!
It's all right, darling. Don't be frightened.
Marguerite, where is Nanine? We must get the doctor.
No, darling, it's so...
I'm going to nurse you until you're strong enough to come away with me. And then it's going to be spring.
Yes. Spring. Where are my flowers?
Here, darling.
Once you came to ask for me every day when I was ill. I didn't even know your name.
Yes. And once I watched you through a cafe window. And you were pulling a nosegay like that to pieces. And you didn't know I saw you.
You see what a good girl I am now. I don't pull flowers to pieces. Just look at them.
You're going to get well, darling. We have a whole future together.
You have a memory. And that is better than any future we could have.
Oh.
Yes, Armand, it is. What God does, he does well.
Marguerite.
After all, darling, no one is unhappy always. Look, darling, I have a present for you. This little golden locket. There is a picture of me in it which I had painted for you once. Though we've meant to give you. See? It was painted when I was pretty. Keep it, darling. And when you are married, show it to your young wife and tell her it is the picture of a woman who died many years ago, but who wants her to be happy and to make you happy. Perhaps she will be a girl who understands these things. But if she is jealous, the way we are so often jealous, give her the locket and tell her to destroy it. You see, a woman who loves suffers so much when she feels that perhaps she is not loved. I'm not afraid. I know you remember. Darling, the pain is all gone. I feel a new life. Oh, darling, I think I'm going to live. I'm going to live.
Summer Stage, Item 1, was Camille, adapted by Andrew Allen from his own stage version of the novel and the play The Lady of the Camellias by Alexandre Dumas the Younger. The performance was produced and directed by Mr. Allen, with an original musical score composed and conducted by Lucio Agostini. Starred in the cast as Marguerite Gautier, Barbara Chilcott, as Armand Duval, Barry Morse. His father, Georges Duval, was Frank Petty. The Baron de Varville, Alan King. Gaston, Drew Thompson. Prudence, Jane Mallet. Nanine, Joanna Clark. Olympe, Margaret Griffin. Nichette, Jean Keller. The other people in the play, Linda Ballantyne, Donna Neufeldt, Maureen Fitzgerald, Tommy Tweed, Alan Pierce, and John Valentine. Sound effects, Fred Tudor. Technical operation, Norton Parry. Summer Stage came to you tonight from Toronto. Lamont Tilden speaking.